This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Happy Thursday morning, all. We are the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com. Jason, did I enter a time warp? Is it December? We're doing two-man shows? What's going on here? What's happening?
It's rare that we do two-man shows.
That is true.
In March. Yep. I don't know how that worked out.
Well, here's what happened. JP's on vacation in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And EB's on the road watching his son play lacrosse.
Well, I know, but usually what Drabby does is he asks people for their vacay weeks to request days off.
Yeah.
And then if they conflict and there's two guys off during the week, Drabby says, no.
Right.
He Dikembe's them.
Yeah.
But I guess
it's all good. We've done this rodeo many, many times.
CK approved this. There's just some things that we don't have much control over. And we try not to do remote broadcasts, shows from conference rooms, stuff like that anymore. Right.
Why don't we try and do that more? What's wrong with that?
Comrexes, people from remote locations.
The kibosh was put on. I think the word was abused.
Finley does it like 4 days a week.
Yeah, but Finley's working when he's doing it.
I know. I actually asked CK because I thought about going down to see one of the Virginia Tech women's tournament games.
Okay, right.
Because they were playing a castle down there the first two rounds.
Yep.
Glad I didn't because they lost to Baylor in the second game. But I told CK, hey, I'm thinking about going down there. You want me to just do a remote from the hotel?
What was his response?
He goes, no. He said, just take a vacay day. I said, I'm not taking a vacay day. Just to go see a hoops game.
Understood. Makes sense.
But so, Drabby, that's the kibosh was put on that?
Yeah, probably about 6 months ago. I think guys were doing, not necessarily on our show, maybe between both stations, guys were doing beach shows and shows from Sandbar or whatever.
Beach show sounds amazing.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, just pull up the world's longest extension cord, bring your Comrex out to your beach chair, and just broadcast.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Sounds like an amazing deal.
Or from some sort of
a tiki bar.
A pool bar.
Could do that.
I think someone may have gone on, did shows from vacation, and then went on vacation immediately after that. I think that was the final straw.
that was the boiling point for CK. Yeah. So it is an open line Thursday.
Happy opening day, by the way.
Happy opening day. Yep. So, of course, the Nationals will be taking on the Reds in Cincinnati. 4:10 first pitch. You can hear pregame coverage 30 minutes before that, of course, here on 106.7 The Fan. You think that might be the biggest story. It's not. you also might think Jaden Daniels' pro day in Baton Rouge with all the Commanders brass in tow. You might think that's the biggest story of the day. Well, that's been bumped because the biggest story of the day.
Sweet 16, not the biggest story.
Sweet 16, I don't even think makes the list of biggest stories of the day, at least here locally. Your biggest story du jour, that means of the day in French because I'm very well steeped in foreign languages, is that the Caps and Wizards and Monumental have reached the deal to stay in D.C., the dalliance with Northern Virginia is officially dead. It's over. Caps and Wizards and the district agree to terms. They're staying in Capital One Arena, baby.
Monumental move turns into monumental stay.
And that is correct.
And I was talking to Drabby yesterday on text, just kind of trying to finalize some guests for today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we had a couple guys booked for, you know, sometime during the show.
Right.
And he goes, hold on. He just texted me, wait, hold on.
Yeah, pump the brakes.
And I didn't know what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Then he sent me a text. Oh, looks like Mayor Bowser wants to come on because Monumental ain't going nowhere.
Right.
So, yeah, that's...
Now, we don't have her booked at this point, but we're efforting. There's effort going on.
Yeah, I know.
To potentially get Mayor Bowser on the show today to talk about the deal between Monumental Sports, where they're going to pony up, I believe the number I saw was $515 million. I heard her say $500 million in one of the press clips to keep Capital One Arena, the home of the Caps and Wizards, to help modernize the arena over the next few years. So a deal has been struck. Everybody was happy out on the court yesterday during the press conference. Caps and Wizards staying in the district.
So Ted Leonsis had that huge press conference, I don't know, a couple months ago with Governor Youngkin, and all the press was there, and everyone was excited.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor from Alexandria, all the people were there.
Right. All the people were there. Yeah.
All right, there was hundreds of people.
All the people look at you.
We're going to Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Youngkin comes up. Everyone's going to create all these jobs and all these economic benefits. We're going. Not going at all.
Not the case. Right. Not happening.
Remember how happy Leonsis was taking all the photos and laughing with Youngkin?
Mm-hmm. Youngkin it up.
And then yesterday he's doing the same thing with Bowser.
Right.
I mean, I don't get it.
I mean, look, that's what you have to do.
I don't get it.
When you're negotiating with different municipalities and districts,
mm-hmm.
you can't burn bridges with the spot that you're already in, because as we've seen, things could fall through in your spot you're desiring to move to, which was Northern Virginia.
Yeah,
it didn't work. There were political hurdles. There was public
opposition. So many political blockades. I wouldn't even call them hurdles. I think there were brick walls.
I mean,
there were 100-foot brick walls.
Probably right.
You can't get through those.
So, you don't want to leave scorched earth behind you where you've been for 20-plus years in downtown D.C. They strike a deal, and now you're going to be watching the Caps and Wizards in D.C. instead of in Northern Virginia.
You want to hear the Alexandria mayor kind of commenting.
Yeah, you want to hear that.
Yeah.
That Wilson, right?
We participated in the legislative process in Richmond as it represented the necessary first step towards the important community conversation about this project. With stagnant revenue growth that is strained to meet the costs of education, public safety, human services, transportation, and infrastructure, that conversation would have allowed us to consider how a project of this scale could support our plans for growth and our community's future. We are disappointed that this proposal was not able to be thoughtfully considered on its merits by legislators, stakeholders, and ultimately now by our community, and instead got caught up in partisan warfare in Richmond. As a result, the city of Alexandria will no longer be considering the current proposal and will instead turn our focus to other efforts to bring quality commercial opportunities to the community in the future, to both diversify our tax base and protect our quality of life.
So that was the mayor of Alexandria commenting on the fact that the Wizards and Caps will be staying in D.C., signed a deal to stay until the year of our Lord, 2050.
Yes.
Will we be alive to see the end of that deal? We'll be 80. We'll be 80 years old.
I hope so.
I want to personally make it to the end of their deal in D.C.
Ted said yesterday he probably won't be. I think he's kind of said that.
Well, I mean, I don't know how old Ted is. He's older than we are.
He made some sort of comment like, for the rest of my life.
Right.
It's very, I guess, surprising that Ted didn't anticipate these political hurdles or blockades, as you like to call them.
Yeah, blockades, right. Brick walls.
Because it seemed like he was so gung-ho about it, and he was very optimistic, and it was almost like it caught him by surprise.
Yeah, I know. It's a question that I have. Maybe they just said, F it, we're going to go for it, and then we know that there has to be some sort of a vote.
And maybe we'll bully it our way.
Maybe we'll get lucky.
And he also might be an eternal optimist. Like in this room, There's one eternal optimist, and he's not here today. He sits in the seat.
Three negative Nellies.
The Jason's left. I mean, JP's always like the guy who thinks he's going to live to 100. Things are always going to turn out for the best. Like, nothing bad is really going to happen. Like, like you, maybe Ted has that mindset that, you know, once he gets set on something and has a goal, usually achieves it.
They can get it
through.
He's a successful
history person.
Right. So usually when he dreams up of something, it happens.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Well, and he had Governor Youngkin on his side. So maybe he thought, okay, well,
right. He's got the governor.
He's got some clout.
Yeah.
But this General Assembly with all these, you know, there's a lot of Democrats in the General Assembly versus the, you know, the governor's mansion. Maybe that was just something that they thought they could push it through. They couldn't. And he definitely wanted some money. I don't know if that's the amount he wanted, but he got $515 million. He got an additional 200,000 square feet, I think, at the Gallery Place building, which is like adjacent to the
arena. I did hear that they got an extra 200K of square feet. I wasn't sure exactly where that was.
I think it's the Gallery Place building.
Okay.
So I don't know what they're going to do there, but he got a lot more. He got a bigger footprint, got more money, and so they're not going anywhere. Yes, Drebby.
Well, there's – in 2050, the two words I don't want to hear is Potomac Yard. Yeah. That is where it's so embarrassing now.
It's where sports arena dreams go to die.
Two sports owners and governors have come out there and stamped and said, we're moving here, and it falls apart in an embarrassing fashion.
I am not a Virginia resident. What is so special about Potomac Yard? Can anybody tell me?
The location is amazing.
It's right on the river.
Okay. Right on the river. It's just outside of the city. It's basically in the city.
Right.
Across the river is the city.
This is a dumb question, but it has to be asked by me because I don't live in the Commonwealth.
It's an affluent area.
What is sitting on Potomac Yard right now?
Shopping center, the Virginia Tech campus.
The Amazon. It was supposed to be a bigger complex, but they ran out of money or something.
But
so Amazon's
like there's a big chunk of like vacant land there.
Yeah, there used to be a movie theater.
Maybe, yeah. I haven't been there in a long time.
Like the whole thing they were talking about is we're going to have 12 acres. We're going to expand our footprint. Like there's got to be a big chunk of land that's clearly coveted by people.
It used to be a massive movie theater.
Okay.
With a big parking lot.
Oh, that's not there anymore?
No. They tore that down for Virginia Tech.
Oh, that's where the Tech campus is?
And the Potomac Yard Metro.
I would argue that that's a step backwards. Like, who doesn't love big, giant movie theaters with tons of ample parking?
Right.
I mean, you're going to just throw up a Virginia Tech
state-of-the-art
satellite campus? I know I'm being ignorant. I understand. It's
Virginia Tech's got money. They got money.
I understand they have deep pockets.
But why? If Ted was so dead set on, I guess, getting all of this land and kind of building an empire type thing, this huge entertainment space on acreage, I still maintain, poke your head around to Maryland. I mean, like, it doesn't have to be Columbia, but did he just not want to be in Maryland?
I don't know. Maybe he saw political blockades there too.
It would be easier politically in Virginia than it would be in Maryland. Is that his mindset?
I think maybe. That's probably what he thought.
Because it was unbelievably difficult.
Yeah.
In Virginia,
now he has to deal with Wes Moore, and you know, if what's the woman's name that who was down in Newport News that voted against it?
Lucas.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know if Wes Moore would approve of it. I don't know what kind of votes you would have to get from him.
And also, maybe
I think it would probably be just as hard.
Maybe he was also just tired. Like he was tired of what he went through with Virginia. He got money from the district that he liked.
And maybe
it is possible that he had discussions, but we're just not privy to it.
Right.
True. That's totally possible. He probably felt like he wanted to be as close to the city as possible. And Potomac Yard is obviously very close to the city.
I guess the only other location would be a National Harbor location.
Right.
That has so much red tape around it.
Right.
Here's what probably happened. He saw that $500 million deal on the table and didn't want it to go away.
Right.
And so this weekend, after the Attorney General comes out and says, Ted's not leaving.
Yeah.
This is my dumb thing. Ted picked up the phone, called the mayor, and said, hey, is that is that offer still on the table?
Yeah, no, it's like a coupon that you have in your wallet.
Can I come?
Does this thing still work? Let's check the date on this thing.
When does that expire? Let me see if we can work something out here. And he gets an extra $15 million out of it because he got up to $515 million. And the extra space, which I think some people are thinking that maybe that's where the practice facility is going to go. Then maybe they'll tear down the theater, the Regal Theater inside there, or the restaurants possibly.
Oh, okay.
That might be where the practice facility goes. Not quite sure, but.
Say bye-bye to Bar Louie. I'm sure that's not there. Like, is Bar Louie still there?
There's some bar there.
Okay.
Not sure.
It was a 105-day game of chicken.
Basically, that's what happened.
I thought it was interesting that Ted did say he had a very difficult conversation with Bowser and Phil Mendelson.
Right.
Who's the D.C. Council Chairman.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I had a very difficult conversation with them.
When was the difficult conversation?
I'm sure it was, like, I'm sure he had many,
okay,
but
right.
he didn't specify.
Yeah.
But
you know why
he
it was
goes,
difficult?
We can be friends, he says. Let's take the high road. Okay. So I'm sure there was a lot of back and forth.
Yeah, there definitely was.
It was difficult because it's hard to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, nobody wants to do it.
It's hard to say, you won, I lost.
Right.
Yeah.
It's hard to go back to the people that you basically jilted, and you're having an affair with Northern Virginia, and then you have to go back to the steady. And basically asked for forgiveness.
Ted just backed the wrong horse.
Right.
Like he thought everything was going to come through in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just had to go back with his hat in his hand.
Right.
But isn't this what people wanted, though?
I think most
of them. It seems like this is what they wanted.
Yeah.
I don't know if we plan on taking calls today on this, but I mean.
Well, it's every Thursday.
Every time we took calls, the majority of them, I felt like the majority of the fans wanted him to stay in D.C.
Right.
That's what the vibe I got.
Yep. You're welcome to call us throughout the show on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. That is the MGM National Harbor listener line. You're welcome to chime in on that. Also on Jaden Daniels Pro Day, we'll get deeper into the Nats. They're taking on the Reds opening day in Cincinnati.
Caps have a big one tonight.
Caps got a big one tonight. Sweet 16. There's a lot to get to. We'll get into the Junk Sports page when we come back right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll get into the sports page in just a bit. Wanted to give you the guest rundown of what's upcoming on the show today here on the Junks. Jim Van Stone from Monumental Sports and Entertainment. He will join us at 7 a.m. to talk about the deal that went down yesterday afternoon that will keep the Wizards and Caps in D.C. through the year 2050. So he's coming on at 7. Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals. They're in Toronto tonight trying to get another 2 points to throw on the pile. Against the Maple Leafs, he's on at 8:45, and Chip Patterson, college sports writer for CBSSports.com, will join us at 9:25. We're also attempting to book Mayor Bowser, the mayor of D.C., to talk about the deal between D.C. and Monumental Sports and Entertainment.
We're waiting to hear back from their office.
Yeah, there are calls in. There have been calls made.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Did they originally request to come on? Or are we just reaching out to him?
You'd have to ask Drabby.
This is actually, I knew this. I had a feeling this was happening yesterday.
Ooh, you had a tingle.
Early in the day.
Tingly Drab.
Because, you know, obviously Ted's tweets were, that was like a 5-alarm bell right there.
Yeah.
And even Seinberg retweeted Ted and said, vibe check, DC is so back, baby, right?
He was talking about Matt Valdez and all the cronies that were down there for the Zach Bryan concert, like packing the house at Capital One Arena, setting merchandise record sales. Huh. He was puffing his chest out yesterday. You're correct.
Because it came out of nowhere, right? Like, this doesn't make any sense. Ted's trying to move to Virginia, but he's hyping up the Capital One footprint.
Talking about how many people are coming through the turnstiles, like in the mat last month and a half. Oh, yeah. I saw what was happening.
Because I didn't see that, obviously, because I'm not on Twitter X. So you obviously got that vibe.
Mm-hmm. So then I was talking to CK, our program director, about those tweets, and he goes, yeah, someone here at the radio station just casually mentioned, now this person doesn't necessarily know, but they heard that Ted's having some sort of announcement today.
Okay.
This was at like 11 a.m.
Right.
And then like 2 minutes later, I get a text message from Mayor Bowser's office from her assistant saying, hey, we'd like the mayor to come on tomorrow. You guys have room for her?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, this is just too many signs. Like, something is happening clearly today.
Blinking red all over the place. Right. Yeah.
D.C. is back.
Yeah.
They are back.
Yes.
So we're still waiting to hear back from them.
Yes, correct.
I assume we'll get them. We'll get her.
Hopefully so.
Yeah.
All right, but we'll get into the Junk Sports page right now. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use our promo code JUNKIES. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you, yes, you, radio listener, great.
It's actually a huge sports day.
It's a big one. Big gambling day, too.
It's a big gambling day. You know, you've got opening day. You got the Nats playing in Cincinnati. You've got pretty much a full schedule. There were a couple games that were canceled because of the rain, so moved to tomorrow.
Right.
Baltimore's opening up their season up at Camden against Mike Trout and the boys and Rendon and the Angels. I'm not sure if the weather is going to affect that.
That game could be weather.
That could be.
It could be delayed by an hour, maybe. Okay. Because I saw storms are kind of leaving or heading east by like 4 o'clock.
Yep. Yep.
So I think like around first pitch, which is I think 3:05.
Yeah.
It might be a little drizzle.
Yeah.
But if I were them, I would just push it to 4.
So the owners of Pickles love that. They're just like, oh, just more.
Bring them on in.
Just more day drinking.
Are you serious? You understand Pickles is opened at 6 o'clock. There are people at Pickles right now.
I totally believe it. It's probably teeming with people already. I would guess.
People are at Pickles now.
People are at Pickles.
Pre-gaming.
I guarantee you someone just finished their first Bloody Mary.
Real hardcore drunks and alcoholics are out in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Nice and early.
I'm more of a sliders guy myself.
Okay.
But Pickles was open at 6.
Good for them.
Man, I haven't been to Pickles in a long time. But
there in 20 plus years.
It's been a long, long time. But it's a big day for sports because, like I said, you got opening day.
And I think Jimmy's is having a tailgate. Jimmy's Seafood.
Oh, really?
Big day in Charm City. Big one.
So you've got all the baseball games. I put in a bunch of season-long win total plays yesterday.
I did my one and only season win total. I did follow Savannah's advice. I locked in my Nats season-long sweat bet at over 66.5 wins. It's in.
You got 66.5. You're going over the 66.5.
Yep.
I put in, I think, 5 or 6 different plays.
Good. I like it.
I went under the 101.5 for the Braves.
Okay.
And under the 103.5 with the Dodgers, just because 104 wins is just absurd.
It's a lot.
And with the Braves, I mean, they did win 103 last year, but it's freaking hard to go 102 and 60.
Certainly.
I mean, they've only gone over 101 one time in the last 20 years, and that was last year. So I'm just kind of playing the odds there. But so, Cakes, you got your play in.
It's in.
You got your play in. All right, so you're over 66 now.
Fully activated.
And, of course, you got the Sweet 16 starting tonight, 7:09. There's kind of a storyline with every single game, starting with this Clemson-Arizona game. And kind of the contrast in styles between Clemson and Arizona. Clemson's, you know, they want to kind of slow it down, play physical. Got a couple big kids, Ian Schifflin and PJ Hall down low. And then Arizona, of course, they just want to score 90.
So it'll they just want to run you out of the building.
Yeah, I mean, if Clemson's going to win this game, they're certainly going to have to slow everything down, and they're also going to have to shoot the three really well. Joe Girard's going to have a good game. Chase Hunter as well. But get your Survivor play in, Mr. Valdez. You've got Survivor pool that you're still alive in
with
me.
I'm thinking if JP is going to forget or not. Since he is on vacation, sometimes it can slip your mind.
Well, you know what? That's the question. Should I send a reminder out to the other people that are still alive?
I mean, I'm an impartial observer. I'm no longer in the mix. Yeah. I don't think that's necessary.
Here's my reminder here.
Yeah, this is a reminder, and you're also dealing with full-blown grown-ups. I mean, you're all grown men.
Here's
when the game's on.
Now, I know you're not going to forget, obviously.
No, I'm not going to forget.
I'm not going to forget. But Bodie's not going to forget out in Denver.
Right. This is the problem, though, is that we want to know what everyone is selecting today.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, you got to send it out by first tip.
Correct.
If you send it out by first tip, you have the ability, I guess, to take the late games, don't you?
Well,
technically?
Sure.
Well, no, you're supposed to have your official play in by first tip. Because it's not really fair for you to see who everybody else is playing, and then you can.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, well, if that's the case, then you shouldn't send a text message until they tip off. Until the ball's in the air.
And then if JP does not get his play in, I'll say, JP is eliminated, didn't get his play in.
Correct.
Yes. And then you realize he will fight you to that.
He will. But
because he'll say, well, there's a game later. I can just select the game later.
I did say before every day of the tournament, make sure your pick is in before the first game tips.
If that rule is in the bylaws,
it is.
Like you are describing,
yep.
Then he should have no real recourse if he doesn't get the pick in.
I don't know. We'll see where it goes. Hopefully he'll just get his pick in.
And I know that Jason's militant about getting your picks in on time, because I remember years ago when I was in a stupid golf pool, I was in somewhere in California.
Right, you had no signal.
I had no
signal. You were in the mountains.
I was in the mountains and I couldn't get my pick in. And by the time
you're next to Joshua Tree.
By the time I got a network, I was boned.
You were done.
But again, that was on me because I knew when. Now I bitched and moaned about it a little bit because I was salty.
Right.
But eventually I got over it, realized I was the problem.
And I'm not sure JP's really thinking about the Sweet 16. I mean, he's on the beach in Puerto Rico.
He's probably not.
Chasing his kids around.
It's probably the last thing on his mind,
He's probably not thinking about it. So I think it's 50-50 whether he gets the play in.
You're the commish. If you feel like giving him a heads up beforehand, that's up to you.
Well, look, I'm sure someone will tweet him because we've been talking about it for 5 minutes.
Probably will.
So
it's a good chance.
I'm sure he'll get his pick in. Anyway, so.
Yeah, someone will tweet him.
Yeah.
And he's nonstop on.
Correct. Right. He lives for it. Clemson, Arizona is your first game. San Diego State, UConn's your second. Of course, that's a rematch of the national championship game from last year. That's at 7:39. Then you got two late games. Bama, Carolina. I'm not going to be able to see it. I'm not going to be up at 9:40. That's 9:40 tip.
That's very late. That means probably about 9:50.
That's the second game in L.A. The Clemson-Arizona game is the first game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably not going to start right at 9:39. And then the last game is Illinois-Iowa State, also a contrast in styles. That's in Boston. So they're playing a game in Boston, mm-hmm. East Coast. That ain't tipping at 10:09.
In Boston.
That'll probably tip, 10:15, 10:20, depending on what happens in the first game. But, I mean, Thursday games that late? Oh, man. I think they got to start these a little earlier. Friday's fine because you can stay up. You don't have to worry about getting up the next day.
I'm with you.
But Thursday games starting at 10:15, 10:20 on the East Coast? I don't really get it, and I disagree with it. But so you got Sweet 16. You got opening day. You've got the Caps with a huge game tonight in Toronto.
Let me double check. Let's see where they're at on moneypuck.com. This is a new daily obsession as they are trying to qualify for the playoffs.
Now, there were two Eastern Conference games last night.
Caps, something good must have happened because the Caps' chances increased without them even taking the ice. Now, a 67.1% chance of making the playoffs.
Maybe it was because, I don't know, Buffalo lost? I don't know, because Buffalo's out of it. They're not getting in.
Yeah, Buffalo has a 0.5% chance of grabbing a playoff spot. They're pretty much done.
So currently the Caps have 81 points. The Flyers have 82, all right? But the Flyers have played two more games.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
The Detroit Red Wings, who, of course, the Caps just beat, have 79 points. And the Caps are 2 points ahead of them, and they have played 72 games, so they've played one more game. So the two teams that they're kind of battling with for that last wild card spot, they've got two games in hand with Philly, one game with Detroit. And Washington plays Toronto in Toronto tonight. Toronto's in the playoffs. They score a billion goals. The last time Toronto played the Caps, they beat them. They beat the Caps 7-3.
They beat the Caps pretty soundly. Though the Leafs are in a bit of a mini slump. They've dropped their last two.
Okay.
The Devils and the Hurricanes.
Okay. All right.
Now, that doesn't mean that they can't come out and smack the Caps around, because they're very capable, as you mentioned, of scoring 5 or 6 goals every night.
Right.
You can't really say that about the Caps.
Looks like the Maple Leafs are a little bit better on the road than they are at home. So they don't have an overwhelming home ice advantage.
Advantage Caps.
But the Caps are better at home than they are on the road. So, you know, we'll see what happens tonight. But that's a big – and we have Stromer on later.
Yes, 8:45.
And I'm going to tell Stromer.
What are you going to tell him?
This is the biggest game of your career.
Oh, biggest game of his career.
Don't you think it is?
Or
maybe the Detroit game was, just because they were chasing Detroit. I don't know.
Yeah, we like to dub the next game the biggest game of the year. Yeah. Biggest game of his career? I don't know.
As a pro, I mean, it's pretty damn big.
Also, a homecoming game for Stromer. He's from outside of Toronto.
Oh,
yeah.
Is he? Okay.
I thought he was like from some backwater town. I think it's Mississauga. Uh-huh.
It's just a suburb of Toronto.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it's probably a small town.
It's like Reston.
It's like a million people live there. It's like the biggest suburb of Toronto.
How are you feeling about tonight? What time are they dropping that puck?
I don't feel great about it, to be honest. I just feel like the Leafs are just... You know, they've got a plus 35 goal differential. They scored 261 goals, and the Caps have scored 198.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not crazy about their chances, but...
But Chucky's got to be on fire.
If Chucky keeps playing like he did in the last game, they're always going to have a chance.
Chucky's going to be on fire tonight, because they're just explosive. Auston Matthews, I think he has close to 60 goals. He could have over 60. I don't even know.
I'll tell you how many. He has 59.
He's got 59 goals.
59 goals.
Leads the league. Pretty sure. Got to lead the league in goals.
Has to be the league leader. That's impressive.
But if they win tonight, man, they're looking really good, because then they'll have 10 games left.
Yeah.
And they'll expand their lead
right
over those two teams. That'll be huge. Let's see. I just want to see who the other teams are playing. Is Philly playing tonight? I guess they are. I'm guessing Philly's playing. And Detroit's probably playing too. Philly's playing at Montreal tonight, so you're a big Canadiens fan.
Okay, good. Rooting for the Habs. Love that.
And is Detroit playing? I don't see Detroit.
Detroit are at the Hurricanes.
Yes, they are. They're at Carolina. That'll be tough.
So I have to root for the Hurricanes tonight, even though it's a division rival. Can't really root for them, but I'm pulling for them tonight.
So if Washington could pull off a win in Toronto and then one of those other two teams lose, man, that would be big. For the Caps, but big game for the Caps tonight in Toronto.
Yep. When we come back, we'll get more into the Nationals. It's their opening day. They are in Cincinnati to take on the Reds. We'll get into that next here on The Fan. Welcome back.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
An open line Thursday here on the Junks, presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, and it's all by experts to last. Window Nation for your home. Because it's where you live. Plenty to talk about on an OLT. Of course, you have the Caps and Wizards staying in D.C. A deal was struck yesterday. We'll talk more about that with Jim Van Stone from Monumental. That's coming up at 7. It's Nationals opening day. They're in Cincinnati to take on the Reds. And we know the Commanders brass has been super busy. They were down at Jaden Daniels Pro Day in Baton Rouge yesterday. They will make their way to Chapel Hill for Drake May's Pro Day today. So there's a lot going on in the DC sports universe.
There's
a lot happening.
And I saw Dan Quinn said yesterday, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, he was asked about, you know, do they know who their pick's going to be at number 2? And his quote was, if somebody thinks they know, they'll have to fill me in.
Right.
And so with Adam Peters and I, we're not there yet.
Still formulating.
I mean, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, and that's why they're going to the pro days.
And they're going to all these pro days.
Yeah, they're
going to
meet these guys for more than a 10 or 15 minute sit down meat market at the combine back in Indianapolis.
Yep.
Let's go to Tim real quick in Connecticut. He wants to talk about the Commanders. Tim, thanks for calling from Connecticut. We appreciate it.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I had I had two quick questions for you. One was, what does the stadium of the Wizards Caps staying in D.C. mean for the Washington Commanders as they look for a new home? Is D.C. going to have enough to support two teams or not? And my second question is that Jaden Daniels' elbow, I know you posted that thing from the doctor that kind of said it's, you know, it's fine, no long-term consequences, but that thing looked nasty.
It did.
And I just wanted to know what others thought.
Well, the first question is,
thank you, Tim.
I have no idea. I mean, I know they want to keep the Commanders here, but I have no idea what that means.
I mean, I still think that they would be interested in lobbying for the Commanders to be somewhere in D.C. if it works as far as the site, and you know, there's not too much opposition from the people that live in that area of the district. It works politically. Josh Harris gets, you know, whatever amount of money for infrastructure and chipping in. Because, I mean, let's be honest. We know sports owners are not, they're not into paying for the whole stadium themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They want some public
whatever the best deal
funds
is,
as well. So I think there are obviously a lot of factors that go into that. And as far as Jaden Daniels' elbow, I think it was pretty much, you know, all the Twitter docs were out in force saying it's not a big deal. It's like an inflamed bursa sac, you know, and it's just, it just looked strange in the screenshot that was going around on Twitter of his gross looking elbow.
I wonder if, was he feeling pain? Did he, was he,
I think it was an old picture. I think it was a picture from this past season.
Oh, it was during the season
that people were focusing on.
Oh, I got you.
I don't think it was during the workout.
Yeah. Cause during the workout, he had a long sleeve shirt on.
Right.
So I don't know how you would have seen it, but, yeah, I didn't. I was just kind of reading up on some of the recaps of the pro day. One guy said he. Now I don't know who this guy is. All right, but he was there, and he says Jaden Daniels was some of the worst pro day footage I've ever seen.
I think I saw that same guy on Twitter.
I'm never impressed by pro days, but I sure can be turned off by them, and this is bad. I don't know. I mean, he said that he was off on a bunch of throws, easy throws. But I didn't, like I said, I was just seeing the recap.
It seems like every pro day is mostly just all about whoever they're there to watch connecting on a 50 or 60 yard bomb with the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as that happens, it seems like, okay, the pro day went relatively well. Like Malik Nabers is streaking down the sideline. He launches a 50 yarder. He runs underneath it. Okay, pro day is pretty much what we wanted to see.
Right, exactly.
And that's exactly what happened yesterday.
Sure. And you kind of expect that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know Dan is going to throw deep bombs to his stud receivers.
Right. And by the way, Malik Nabers, all he did yesterday was up his stock because he ran a 4.34 40, and he jumped. His vertical was 42 inches.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a
super freak.
I mean, there are some people that think that he's going to knock Marvin Harrison Jr. out of being the number one wideout pick. And yesterday did nothing to dispel that.
Possibility.
It only enhanced it.
He didn't hurt himself. What about Brian Thomas?
I didn't see.
He was a sub 4.4 guy when he ran.
He ran like a 4.39 40.
Yeah, so they're both
fast. And
he's
like 6'2", 220.
He is big.
He's a big dude.
But yeah, so obviously opening day with the Nats in Cincinnati, and Cakes and I both went over the 66.5.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said yesterday when we were talking to Savannah, I mean, obviously, there's no high hopes for them to make the playoffs with this team, but you want to see some of these. And Rizzo talked about this. He wants to see some of these younger guys just take another step forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the JoJo Grays and the Mackenzie Gores, C.J. Abrams.
Yep.
I saw somewhere online yesterday that someone made a prediction for every single team.
Okay.
They think C.J. Abrams can lead the league in stolen bases.
Oh, really?
Now, Cunha led the league in stolen bases last year. MVP stud got on base a billion percent.
How many swipes did he have?
He's had in his low 70s.
Okay.
All right. So if you think Abrams is going to be in the 70 range, probably not, because I don't know if Abrams will get on base enough.
Mm-hmm.
But remember last year, he stole 47, and I think 33 of those or 35 were in the second half of the season. So he was getting on base at a good clip.
He was piling him up late.
And he was popping dingers. He hit 18 last year. Abrams in the
I've
second
some
half.
Some people predicting he's got a 30-30 campaign in him.
He might.
This year.
He might. That would be awesome.
That'd be great.
But if he can get better, obviously Lane Thomas can build on what he did last year. Some of those younger
I was looking at Lane Thomas's
pitchers.
Numbers. Baseball Cakes was doing a deep dive on Lane Thomas.
Yep.
I didn't realize he was as quick around the base paths.
He can run.
I mean, he went from 8 steals in 2022 to 20 in 2023.
Correct.
Like, that dude can move.
And he could probably more than that this year if he gets on base and stays healthy, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But that's what Rizzo was talking about. He's talking about these young guys just getting better and better and better. And it starts with the pitchers. JoJo will pitch today. I think Corbin goes on. They're off tomorrow, but I think Corbin goes Saturday. And then I guess, I don't know if McKenzie's going on Sunday or not, but
I can look it up. You know, I can see who's scheduled.
Hopefully some of these guys, these veterans that they signed in the offseason will help. Gallo's going to strike out a bunch, but he's a good defender and he can hit pops. Eddie Rosario had some really good years in Minnesota, but he is older. But maybe if he's healthy, he can give you a nice bat down the bottom of the lineup. But
by the way, if you want to go to a game Sunday at Great American Ballpark, you can get a ticket for as low as $7 on the aftermarket.
Yeah.
Looks like Irvin is scheduled to pitch.
Oh, Jake Irvin's going
to
pitch.
Jake Irvin slated to be your probable pitcher on Sunday.
So does that mean Gore goes opening day here on April 1st?
I'd have to look ahead to April 1 to see if they've gotten that far. It looks like Gore is at least scheduled.
Yeah, against the Pirates.
Point. Yeah.
So I'm excited, man. I'm a baseball guy. I'm in two fantasy leagues. Put on those future plays yesterday. I'll probably put in a few more.
You're going to have a lot of Mookies out there today.
A lot of Mookies. You know,
so many Mookies. All right, let's go back to the phones real quick. 800-636-1067. It is an open line Thursday. You are encouraged to call throughout the show. There's a ton of D.C.-based sports, huge stories going on. Caps and Wizards staying in D.C. That deal was struck yesterday. Jaden Daniels pro day. That morphs into Drake May pro day today in Chapel Hill. Lots going on. And, of course, Nationals opening day. Let's go to Jeremiah. He's calling in from Waldorf. What's up, Jeremiah? Good morning.
What's going on, Junkies? How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Doing well. Good morning.
I'm good. I have one question to ask you guys.
Yeah.
Are you all DeMatha alumni?
I am. Cakes is not. And Bickle, wow. Bickle is as well, but he's not here today. He decides to take off.
Oh,
he just wanted to take off.
Breaks my heart.
Why are you Archbishop Carroll or something?
How did you know?
I just figured because it's a big rival, big rival of DeMatha back in the day.
We are taking over. We are taking over track and basketball. We beat you this year. You dirty stags.
Dirty stags. You know what's funny is the head coach of Archbishop Carroll's hoops team works in this building. I don't know who he works for, but he works in this building, and I see him a lot in the mornings. And I had no idea that he coached Carroll. I don't know his name. I had no idea he was the coach, but he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, and I've always had a thing with DeMatha because even when I graduated, went down in North Carolina, I went down and my cousin played at Duke.
Oh, wow.
And everything.
Who was it? Who was that?
Quinn Cook.
Oh, Quinn Cook, of course.
Man, you WCAC guys have an irrational love for your high schools. That's all I know.
It's a cult. I've said it a billion times.
If you dealt with the math like I did in high school, 48-0 at halftime, you'll carry that for
I guess you carry those scars for a long time. I get it.
But based on the Wizards, let me tell you guys this. Drake May is going to be the selection for the Commanders. Yeah. I wouldn't even waste my time with Jaden Daniels.
Wow, you're one of the few. You're one of the few that say that.
I mean, that's why that's why you got rid of Sam Howell. You know, you wouldn't want to have two North Carolina guys and Mitchell Trubisky, you know, on your resume.
No, here's why they got rid of Sam Howell.
Because
they bring in Mariota, and they were actually able to flip Sam Howell for some decent draft assets. That's why they got rid of Sam Howell.
They got a third-round pick for him. Yeah. Well, a third and a fifth. They
had
to give up
That'll help out, definitely. That'll help out, definitely. But, I believe in Drake May. I don't see nothing in Jaden that'll – I mean, he won a Heisman. Mariota won a Heisman as well. I mean – but look where that's got him and Jameis.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what Drake May's pro day looks like. Hopefully, he has a really good pro day.
Because
if he doesn't, people are going to be all out on Drake May.
Yeah,
they really were. Yep. I mean, because the majority of fans we talk to now are all in on Jaden Daniels, and maybe a little bit on JJ McCarthy. But I don't think JJ McCarthy is going number two overall. I think it'll be Daniels or May. But if May has a really, really good workout, and the media jumps all over it,
And looks
we'll
like
see
the,
where the fans stand
the
tomorrow.
Commander's brass is going to have like a breakfasty type meeting with Drake May before he goes out and throws, meeting him in the morning. They're not messing around. They're flying from Baton Rouge into Chapel Hill, probably getting a few hours sleep, and then heading out to wherever the workout, the pro day is happening. I'm guessing it's on campus somewhere.
Yeah.
And setting up a meeting with Drake May before he even throws one football.
Well, they're going to love him as a kid.
I'm sure they will.
Because his reputation is really good kid, comes from a good family. They're going to love him as a person.
Yeah.
And let's just see how they love him or hate him as a player.
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Jim Van Stone, President of Business Ops and Chief Commercial Officer at Monumental Sports and Entertainment, breaking down the deal that's keeping the Caps and Wizards in D.C. We'll do that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!